But first, we had a championship handed out last night. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning. It went down. Tampa Bay scored first. Colorado scored a couple of times in the second and then held on. You know what? It didn't even feel like it was that contentious as far as a one-goal lead and an elimination game in the Stanley Cup Final. It's always full of, oh my gosh, you know, some of those moments. But even toward the end when they pulled the goalie with about 2:15 left in the third period, they really didn't get too many good scoring chances after that. And there was one time where I think they thought that the refs were going to call icing and they waved it off at the very last second. And it kind of sent Tampa Bay into a little bit of a rush and they just couldn't get anything done. And man, when that buzzer sounded and all those helmets and sticks and pads went up in the air, it's a really cool celebration to see those guys get that done. Man, Tampa, they were pretty upset with both goals scored by Colorado last night. They had major issues, including one where the one dude just took a whack at the Colorado dude with his stick at his ankle, and they didn't even call anything. I don't think I've ever seen anyone just blatantly get so mad that he took his stick and was directly trying to hit that dude in the ankle. Thank goodness the dude put his stick down there and blocked the shot. That stick would have went right there where they don't have any padding at all. And he went straight for the place where they didn't have any pads. That was kind of weird. Like, they were really mad. But the one thing I had never seen, I will admit, I am not, and people may have seen this before in a hockey game, and I've never seen it. The blade came off of the dude's stick.
Yeah.
Like, the puck was so hard, and he put his foot up to block it, and then he couldn't get up.
Oh, off his skate? Yeah, yeah.
And the blade came off, and he couldn't even get up. So McKinnon is like, hey, man, get your ass off the ice. Let's go.
That was like 2 minutes left, too.
And he's trying to help him off, and he's trying to get there. And then Tampa's kind of bitching because there may have been six men on the ice at that point. Yeah. It took him a little bit to get off and all that. It's pretty chaotic. But
they called two penalties last night. I was a little surprised considering how physical the series has been.
They let him go.
They're like,
hey, this is game 6, elimination game. We're not going to decide it. You guys decide it yourselves. And It was a fun watch, and it's always fun to see that celebration. It is cool, and with this being on ABC this year, they stuck with it for a long, long time. Usually, they'll plop it over to a cable channel so you can get your nightly news and everything going.
Thank you very much, and good night.
I know they were interviewing someone from Colorado last night. I can't remember. I think Eric Johnson, I believe, was the one being interviewed, and they were about to take the picture. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the guy that was on the ice when Tampa didn't think he should be in game 5.
Is that him? Okay.
The game-winning goal. Anyway, yeah. Johnson.
And he's being interviewed, I don't know, the sideline reporter, and then he's, oh, they're about to take a picture. Gotta go. And he just bust out of there from that interview so he can get into that picture, but
Is the hockey, I know everybody's sports are different, is the hockey celebration perhaps the most joyous because of the rigors it takes to get to that point of a season?
Well, I think every season is a grind in any sport. So I feel that, you know, in the NBA, you should celebrate because you have 82 regular season games and then you have 4 playoff series also. Like, all of that is a grind.
No other sport has the individual moment where you get to hold the championship trophy. I mean, it gets passed around.
True.
Some. You'll be up on the podium like in the NBA or maybe in baseball, but everybody gets their own moment to skate the cup around, even executives.
They do it right when it comes to the celebration and the trophy. Like, even the MVP trophies, the Conn Smythe.
Right. There you
go. Right.
That went to
Cale
Makar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a guess. I'll pull that one out. But, yeah, even that trophy is pretty cool looking. He gets to hand it off, and then the Stanley Cup is just by far the best trophy in sports. Like, it's not even close.
Lord Stanley's Cup.
It's so great to have everyone's name that's ever won it on that thing. You know, they take the plates off. It's incredible.
It looked like they dinged it, too. Did you see the guy
go
to the big picture, and he has the cup, and he just falls down.
Just a big old dent as they're trying to take a picture, and then they're drinking beer out of it in the locker room. Like, that's great. Like, the baseball trophy is the worst trophy to ever be invented.
It sucks.
It's dumb.
You're going to break it if you treat it too rough.
It's like, you know what? The UIL trophy is better than the baseball trophy for winning the World Series.
Just the wood plaque or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't the baseball trophy the one that an upset George Costanza dragged around behind his car in the parking lot?
He did.
Because he was mad.
The little flags are popping off. The one that Rob Manfred called a hunk of metal.
A couple
years ago. Like, I don't know why they won't adjust that to, you know what, I'd rather have a big old glove on a trophy stand with a baseball in it.
Everybody can just slip your hand in the glove.
Then that dumb thing that they have. You're right. You can put it on or something. Like, you could easily take it off. I don't know. It's bad. But this one is so sweet. And you're right. Just to not only everyone could tote it around the ice afterwards, but you can have it for a day with you wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do with it. This thing is yours. I wonder if they don't do the Larry O'Brien or the Lombardi trophy like that, do they? Like, everyone on the team gets a day with it to twirl it around their hometown or whatnot? They need to. That's the greatest bit in sports.
This is the oldest existing trophy, championship trophy, in North America. And it was named after Lord Stanley of Preston, who, as you all know, was the Governor General of Canada, and he and his family donated this cup in 1893, and the first one went to the Montreal Hockey Club.
It's Colorado's third Stanley Cup, the first win since 01.
Yep.
And they were the favorites at the beginning of the season to win the whole thing, because I know we had the conversation about Tampa, and they've played a ton of hockey the last few years because they're going for three straight and they're going for this dynasty. They just ran into a better team. Colorado is so fast.
Oh,
so good. Like, again, every time after the Mavericks were eliminated, you're looking at the rest of the playoffs in your Maverick eyes, seeing how they can hold up against those teams.
Exactly.
And now you see, like, we were all disappointed the Stars lost to the Flames in that Game 7 first round. Jake Ottinger playing his butt off, and when you have a hot goalie like that, you just never know how you can get on a run. So you almost kind of objectively can say, all right, if Ottinger was playing the way he was playing, maybe this team may have a chance. And then you look at Tampa and Colorado, and then I love Jim Neal. He was with us last week, and they beat them 2 out of 3 games they played this year. They look like they're on 10 levels up.
Every year in every sport, fans of teams that did not win the championship tend to look at the champion and measure themselves against that champion. And by the way, that even can include, seriously, styles of play.
Sure.
Like in the NFL. We love offense. What wins the Super Bowl? Most usually defense. And we love this in basketball and this in baseball and in the National Hockey League, this Colorado team has outrageous speed. Now, I don't know where they go from here, because we never know that in sports. What happens to a team in the postseason? Colorado's got some guys who've been there for like 15, 18 years. It's just ridiculous how long some have been there. And some of them are just children, and they're good children. So, Donnie, you're right. We in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who look at playoffs do tend to use that champion as a measuring stick. And if you're a Stars fan, I think the thing you say to yourself first is, oh, we got to go get some more speed.
Yeah, yeah. So they have the odds to win the Stanley Cup in 2023. You want to play a quick game of rank that to see if if your Dallas Stars are right there close to the top or all that stuff? Oh, there's the music. So now we have to. Okay. Of course, when a team wins the cup, they're pretty much automatically going to be the favorite to win it the next year. So Colorado is at the top of that list.
All right. Sure they are.
And now I was trying to look at another website to see if I could see everyone. So I have the top 13 teams in front of me right now.
I see everyone.
Okay, you see everyone.
Mm-hmm. Where's Tampa?
They're second. They have Colorado 6-1, Tampa 8-1.
All right.
To win the 2023 Stanley Cup. I'm going to say the Stars are around middle of the pack. Give me like 30-1.
Go higher.
I'm going to guess the Stars 4-5 teams in the East, 5 teams in the West. Maybe add another 1 or 2. I'm thinking the Stars might be in the 14, 15, 16 range.
Sean?
I'm looking at it. You want me to tell you?
Go.
This list has them 18th at plus 5,000.
Plus 5,000.
Go to work, Jim.
Maybe we want to jump on that a little bit?
Hey. Huh? Yeah. What makes us think we can win a Stanley Cup no matter what year? What gives us the most confidence?
Goalie.
Amen, brother.
There you go. So let's put our coins together and jump on that. Weekend Around coming up next here on The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.